Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, the Israelites accused God of bringing them out into the wilderness to kill them off by hunger. However, this was not at all God's plan. In fact, we see in Deuteronomy 8:3 that He allowed them to experience hunger, not starvation. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, "You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that He might humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. He humbled you and He let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know. Nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Yes, God was the one that led the Israelites into the wilderness, but His purpose was for good and not for evil. The purpose was to take them through and then on into the promised land. And He also allowed them to experience hunger momentarily, but then immediately gave them provision in the wilderness. And this provision was in a form that was unfamiliar to the Israelites. They called it manna. It says in Exodus 16:31, "And the house of Israel called its name manna, and it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey." God supplied or provided for the Israelites in their wilderness experience great provision that sustained them. And yet, we find as we read the scriptures that the Israelites stumbled in the wilderness over this issue of the manna. In fact, though what God had given them was sweet to the taste, they complained severely about the manna. In Numbers chapter 21, it says, "And the people spoke against God and against Moses, 'Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread,'" or detests this worthless manna. The Israelites' response to God's provision was one of ingratitude. And it was one where they came to despise the very provision of God. When you are walking through a wilderness time in your life, whether it's in your marriage, your finances, your career situation, or whatever area it may affect, God has promised that He will supply provision to you in the wilderness. And the purpose of that provision is to sustain you until you get to the promised land. Because if you read on in the story of the Israelites, the manna lasted until the day that they went in to the promised land. And then they had no more manna. They ate the fruit of that land. So the manna was not intended to be their life experience. It was intended to be a temporary provision until the people came into the promised land. But what happened? We find the story going on to show us that the Israelites got to the point where they despised the provision of God, where they accused God of trying to kill them off with hunger, even though the reality was very clear. They had been provided with bread from heaven to take care of their needs until they reached the promised land. You may be in a trial or a wilderness period in your life right now. Don't stumble in the same place that the Israelites stumbled. They began to murmur and complain about God's provision, and the end result was disastrous. If you read on in Numbers 21, after they told Moses that they detested this worthless manna, this next verse says this in verse 6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. The result of complaining and murmuring and accusing God about the type of provision that he gave them in the wilderness resulted in disaster. It was a fatal mistake. God hated that ingratitude of heart and that lack of humility towards God, where they were accusing God's character about how he was treating them in the wilderness. You may be going through difficulty right now, but God is a good God, and he is your provider, and he will supply what you need to get you through this wilderness period. But be watchful that you do not despise what God sends your way to help you or sustain you until you get to the place of promise. The deadly result of despising the manna for those Israelites was the bite of that fiery serpent. God wants to sustain you until you come to the place where you are ready to receive the promise of God, the victory of God, the abundance of God. And this process that you'll encounter when you are walking through the wilderness is one that tests the heart. It tests the heart of each person, each individual. And God wants to see if you will keep your eyes upon God and will keep your trust upon God's character secure regardless of what you're facing. Don't fall into that trap of questioning God's character. God is always good, and he will bring you through if you will keep your reliance upon him. Trusting God for provision in the wilderness is one of the biggest trials you will ever face, and many, many people stumble right there, especially if the provision is not immediate. Then the temptation is to question God's character. You may feel like he doesn't care, or God did this to me to make me miserable. Those are lies about God's character. Similarly, if the provision from God does not arrive in a familiar or an expected format, much like the manna was to those Israelites, the temptation then is to complain and despise what God has sent our way. These are the dangers. God is the provider, and he's a good God, and he'll provide, but be careful you're not despising his provision. Perhaps you are in a occupation that you are not thrilled with. Maybe it's not something you enjoy, and yet God has provided a manner, a method of sustaining your financial needs through that job. Don't let this trap hinder you from ever receiving the promise of God for your life. God does have an awesome destiny for you. He does have a place where you can feel productive and fulfill the purposes of God for your life in your occupation. And he wants you to pursue that and seek that out. But along the way, you may have to take a job or two or be in a position or two that seem more like a wilderness process than the way to the promised land. Be careful that you are grateful for God's provision, whatever form it comes in. Check your heart. Are you murmuring and complaining about God's provision? Then repent to the Lord today and tell him, God, forgive me. I haven't recognized that this was manna from you, and instead I've despised what you've provided. Help me be grateful and help me do my best with what you give me. And then with our attitude of gratefulness towards the Lord and an appreciation and a recognition of his good plan to take you into the place of promise, abundance, prosperity, joy, overflowing, you will be able to get there, and you won't be prevented by falling into the sin of complaining and detesting the very provision of God. That's where the Israelites fell in the wilderness to these fiery serpents, because they did not appreciate the provision of God in the form it came in. God wants to bless you. And the truth about the matter is, when you're in the wilderness, God's provision is sweet. This manna, it says, tasted like wafers made with honey. It's representative. It's a sweet thing to experience supernatural provision in your life. But many miss it because they don't recognize it as supernatural provision. Remember, the manna, the provision that you get in the wilderness, is God's supply while you walk through the wilderness periods of your life on the way to the promised land. Be obedient with God's provision. Make sure you are obedient with what He provides you. If it's a job, the Lord says that we're to do it with all of our heart as unto the Lord. If it's your marriage situation, you're to walk in love in that situation, even if it seems like a wilderness. Regardless of the area of your life, be obedient with God's provision. That was another area that created problems for the Israelites, because God gave them specific directions about the provision. One was they were not to leave any overnight. They were to consume it and not leave any overnight. Well, some of them were disobedient and they left some of the manna overnight and it bred worms. It will create problems if you do not obey God or you are not obedient with the provision He gives you. Make sure that you are both grateful and obedient with the provision God gives you during your wilderness time, so that you stay on the road toward the promised land and you're not doomed to perish in the wilderness. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.